feet.
Now, you would think in the modern age that breastfeeding, we know, is the most natural thing in the world. Nowadays, we're much more open about it. But this dilemma this morning is about that and took you back a bit when you read it.
Yeah, it is a little bit of a sensitive one. So let's just read it out and see what you think. Okay. Hey, lads, want your opinion here. My beautiful wife gave birth to our first child in February.
Congratulations.
What an amazing time in your life. She's doing incredibly and honestly the best mother in the world. However, I don't know about something. We went out for dinner in a restaurant for the first time with a baby. A few of my friends joined us as we have been a bit MIA since the baby arrived. I'm very with the times, I must clarify, but one issue happened during the meal. When our son cried, she picked him up and started feeding him. I was literally in shock at how she had no shame in getting her boob out in front of all of my friends. It put me off my food, if I'm honest, and I could see the discomfort in their faces. I brought a bottle in case he would get hungry, and she clearly went over my head. As I said, I'm all for supporting women in this body positivity and all that, but there's a time and a place for this sort of thing, and it's not in a restaurant with my friends trying to eat their dinner. How can I prevent this from happening in the future?
Ooh.
See why I was a little bit shocked by the details. Like, you started off so well, so much promise. You had spoken about your beautiful wife, and she's an amazing mother, and she's doing an incredible job, which is what we all want to hear, because it's a
It's a tough time to get to adjust to that new world, you know.
It's just so bizarre when you have a baby, and for the first time, everything is so scary and so new, and so you're literally in the unknown of it all. So for you to say she's doing a great job, that's so lovely to hear. And then it kind of just massively went downhill for me with your the contents of your email. Like, I want to try and like kind of understand where you're coming from, and yet.
Yeah, I mean, look, I'm going to jump in there and say, obviously, he has a discomfort that his friends are seeing his missus's body, despite the fact that she's doing the most natural thing in the world.
Yeah, I mean, I think you're focusing on your friends, and like, this is coming from you. This is not coming from something that was said to you. Mm. This is you having an opinion about what they might think of your wife doing something incredibly natural and doing the best that she can do, whatever that looks like for, you know, a mum and a dad. That this is what she thinks, and you using language like she went over your head by feeding. Like, I mean, what planet are you on? How did she went over your head because she breastfed your child? I think that's absolutely crazy. And you're not all for supporting women in body positivity if you think that this is that crazy and that you want to prevent this. Like, I can't stand here and say that, like, you know, you give you advice on how you can prevent. You need to speak to your wife, and you need to understand what's happening. Like, if you are uncomfortable, that's okay to say that. That's okay. You say, I'm finding it really strange or whatever. That's okay. But that's not what you're saying to us. Mm. You're saying, I have to stop this right now.
This can't happen again.
And like, she went over your head and you brought a bottle because that's what you, like, you're not talking to each other. And therefore, you're just coming across as somebody that is not supporting her, you know?
I don't know what more to say, really. You know, I'm looking at you.
Well, I mean, I think you need
because I'm afraid I'm going to say something wrong here.
Well, I think you need to be honest about
it. I'm honest. I think it is. It's the most natural thing in the world. I don't see a problem with it. I think just not backing this guy, but just understanding where he's coming from as a guy, I think it can be not uncomfortable to look at, but it's just that kind of shock factor. As in, I wasn't breastfed, and I have a little brother who's 7 years younger than me, Owen. He's 20 now, and he wasn't breastfed. So, like, I had never had that experience.
Yeah,
so
totally,
I don't think he'd remember it anyway, to be honest.
But I just think, like, when if it's in the setting, as if I was there and someone just started doing that, I'd be like, okay. But I'd be like, this is kind of happening. I may get over myself. It's natural. But I would be a bit like, okay.
But yeah, that's
it's
okay. My
friend. It's interesting because it reminds me, were we talking last week on the show about just nudity and, but you know, get it in.
Yeah, it's an Irish thing.
And
I think.
Again, it does come back. You're right in exactly what you're saying. If we were there and let's say you'd new baby and all the rest, and all of a sudden you got the boob out to feed the baby, I initially would be a bit, oh, what do I do? keep eye contact.
Especially
you know?
If we're talking to people. That's my problem. You, don't look
it's
down
an Irish
at
problem. And we'd get over it very quickly. Yeah. But there is still a slight little bit of shock and discomfort.
But I'm actually, like, I have no issue with it. Like I said, if he's uncomfortable or it doesn't feel, that's fine.
That's his
like,
problem, though, as well. Yeah, like, he needs to get over it as well, because she is the mother of your child. This is the way your baby is being fed. And this is going to happen. I think, as you said, communication is key in this situation. I am going to be doing this in public, whether that's out in the park, if we're going for a walk, whether it's with Dimney or with your family. This is going to happen. Just be prepared for it.
Can I just say, I'm like, as a mum, the reason that it probably got to me a little bit is because I had no confidence when I had Eve.
Okay.
And I had no confidence about being out, and I did my best to try and feed her, and I found it really hard.
You breastfed, did you?
For a while, yeah. But yeah. I didn't believe in myself at all as a mum, Killian. I really struggled, right? And so to hear that there's someone that's so sure of herself and is able to do it, I'm just like, oh my God, whatever that looks like, whatever way you're feeding it, like it, I don't think it should be something that somebody is put down for or made to feel.
Or made to prevent.
I just wish that I was a little bit more sure of myself, like it sounds to me like she is. And I would hate to think that the person that you've brought the child into the world with is not supporting on your side for that. Yeah. Do you know what I mean?
Okay, Donal, good morning. How are you?
Morning, guys. How are you?
We're good.
Well, what's your thoughts?
I just like to, do you know, say, like, I'm very neutral on the situation, so I'm not for against it. But, like, in this day and age, you're not going to please everybody. Mm. Everybody, it's 2025. Everybody likes to have an opinion on everything. Mm-hmm. But it just, in my opinion, looks like he kind of went out of his own way by bringing the bottle with him. So it's like he made his mind up without maybe consulting the wife, first of all. So it seems like it's probably going forward, it's a conversation he needs to have with herself about if it's going to become maybe frequent, just to kind of have their own kind of level ground and their own situation going on, if you know what I mean.
Okay.
It's definitely like a lack of communication, and there is that thing that
100%.
When you have a baby for the first time, you suddenly learn things about each other, I suppose, that you didn't realise. But like, she might not know that he feels like this, and that's awful. Like, they should be able to speak to each other openly.
Exactly. I agree.
Yeah.
Okay, well said, Donal.
Thank you
have a good
so
day
much,
thanks
Sharon.
For chatting
to
us.
You too.
Cheers. Bye. Sandy, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
Good. Before we have a chat, I just want to play one voice note. This is a message in from Eddie.
Well, lads, not really siding with your man now, Ratton. He worded that last part of the email a little poorly, we'll say, but isn't that kind of a little off-putting, kind of, you know, flapping out the ditty to feed the child there at a dinner table when everyone is there eating? Me, personally, now, I wouldn't be keen on it no either. Especially if your man had a bottle there, would you not have just, you know... It's the same
as
the bottle
is
coming over mobile. I don't know. I think it'd be a bit
half-putting
for me,
no, wouldn't
it?
Sandy, what would you say to Eddie?
I couldn't hear it.
Okay. Well, he said he would also be find it very off-putting to get a booby out of the dinner table, he said.
No, I don't think... It's kind of a hard one because I breastfed, right, and I had no problem doing it wherever we were and he needed to be fed. But at the other side, which you do have to take what other people will think of you doing it into consideration. And there's so many wraps nowadays that you can do it so discreetly. Now, on saying that, I completely disagree with her husband. I mean, he just sounds like a pig. I mean, at the end of the day, it's his child also. But... whilst I agree wholeheartedly with breastfeeding, I just think that if you're in a social situation, that you have to have respect for others.
Okay. I was going to ask from the girl's perspective, both of you, like, obviously it's a natural thing, but does it still feel incredibly awkward to do if you're doing it in public?
Or a bit of shame to, you know?
Well, it never bothered me, but... that's just who I am. But I was just mindful of who was around me.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I, like I said,
you know,
I was, but so the other side of that girl. Yeah, I just wasn't comfortable.
He
like.
Just needs a dig now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I just think that's so horrible. And the fact that he was saying, I stand up for women and I'm mindful about women being body conscious and blah, blah, blah. He's not.
No.
He's not. Like... you're the dad. If she whipped out her boob to feed your baby, you should be going, go on, girl, fair play to you.
Yeah, exactly. exactly.
I think that's,
you know, not trying to embarrass the woman, and like, she went over my head.
Yeah, I mean,
he wouldn't have a head if he said that to me.
Good woman.
Sandy, like, have a great day.
Have
thanks
a good
for
day,
us, all right?
Thank you.
Okay, talk
Cheers,
to you later.
Talk to you later. Let's get through just through the text very quickly. Michael says he needs to grow up. He has no say. She's an amazing mum. She's doing what comes natural to her. If you and her, your friends can't get over it, then you've no right to go out in public with her. I completely back all of you guys' responses.
Angela, what complete tripe. Grow up, she's feeding a child, and well done all the mothers out there. Bottle feeding, breastfeeding, comforting a screaming child in public, trying to settle a tantrum. You're all doing an amazing job, and don't let stupid comments like this stop you bringing your child to situations like this. That is such an important point, because it is so nerve wracking to go out when you have a newborn, yeah, you know, and a toddler. Like, those situations for some people can be really difficult, and that's what I was trying to say. Like, the fact that she is confident enough in herself, I'd hate to think that you would
knock that.
Yeah.
Last one for now. Marion says, I breastfed all six of my kids and I wouldn't change it for the world. I also did it in public and in front of friends and family. And I will say, my husband's family didn't agree. They wouldn't even feed the kids with a bottle of my breast milk, like it was the wrong thing to do. I'm sure she didn't just lash the boob out. Breastfeeding can be very, very discreet, to a point where you wouldn't even know she was feeding. Fair play to her. The husband needs to get over himself. Thank you for the thoughts on that. Dilemma's back tomorrow. You can email talk at beat102103.com.